A former student of Wesley College has spoken emotionally of physical abuse, including severe beatings, bullying and extreme violence at the boarding school near Pukekohe. William Wilson, who is now 43 and of Scottish and Samoan descent, was at the school in 1991 and 1992. He came forward to the Royal Commission into Abuse and Care's Pacific Inquiry being held in Auckland. Our reporter Andrew McRae was there.
Wesley College is one of this country's oldest schools, founded in 1844 by the Methodist Church, and it caters for predominantly students of Pacifica and Māori descent. William Wilson told his story in the hope it will help prevent the abuse he went through from happening to anyone else.
When I jumped out of the car, all I could see were these big, giant island guys. They were giants. I was only small and short. I cried to my grandma that I didn't want to stay here.
I knew
something was going to happen. I just could feel it.
He spoke at a ritual called the Night Parade, where prefects dragged the new boys out of bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
They made me do lots of things, but 100 press-ups, and I got hit with a broomstick if I couldn't. This was done to keep others in check. I was the main one to be picked on.
Other abuse included being whacked with sticks and taiaha, nipple-twisting and being brutally kicked. The violence then took on an extra dimension. It was called Island Respect, where the student was physically and mentally beaten. The victim would stand with three other boys on either side. The prefect would order each side to beat the guy in the middle until he fell.
And you have to stand back up. The prefect will tell you what you've done wrong. And call another one from each side to beat you until you fall down again. They would also verbally abuse you while this is happening. That island respect tiling that I suffered was over 2 hours. I kept standing up and telling them they were wrong. The island respect tilings didn't happen that often because they were dangerous. They could kill someone, but they happened to me.
On another occasion, he was beaten so badly he couldn't stand up.
They bashed me for 2.5 hours. The prefects carried me to the main prefect's flat after that. That was the prefect who beat me, took me to his flat. He cried over me, wiped my head with a cloth, and said that he hadn't seen anyone get a beating like that ever. I told him that I would never forgive him. He had ordered people to beat me during that hiding.
He says the whole school seemed to be in on the abuse.
The school staff gave the prefects the powers they had, and they encouraged this abuse.
He says the beatings resulted in hearing loss, depression, PTSD, among other things, and also affected his education.
Waking up every morning at Wesley College, I lived in fear. I was expecting torture and abuse in the morning before a shower, at lunchtime or prep time. This meant I couldn't focus on any schoolwork.
William Wilson told the inquiry all he wanted was for no one to suffer like he did.
I want those that made me suffer to be made responsible. I don't want them to suffer like I did. I just want them to be aware of what they've done and accept that they were wrong. This includes the school. The school that was so wrong.
He says as for redress or compensation, he's not sure he can put a price tag and what he went through at school.
I think a genuine, meaningful apology from Wesley College acknowledging what happened to me while I was in their care and an apology from those who abused me would make a lot of difference.
William Wilson says he knows and accepts that everything that he is today is because of what happened to him.